Coach, how much does San Francisco having one of the better defenses in football affect what you guys game plan for going in Sunday?
Well, we go in each week, you know, trying to do what we want to do offensively through the preseason. We have outlined the kind of a plan on from week one through week four, what we want to get accomplished, and really concentrate on what we're doing, what we're trying to install our system, the way we've been going through camp. And this can be a great test for us. It's a great third game to have because they've got one of the best defenses in the league. So we got a challenge ahead of us.
Coming off the hammy problem, has Ronnie shown the kind of burst that you want to see from him?
Yeah, he's getting better every day, and you know he's working hard to get back to where he needs to be. And we're taking it one day at a time, and you know that's up to Greek and everybody else to decide. You know when you cut him loose and how many you know plays he plays and all that kind of stuff.
What do you think No'Shawn did last week when you gave him a little more?
No'Shawn's done a nice job. You know, he's worked extremely hard. You know, that's tough coming off an injury like that. But the great thing is, I think he's got a great example ahead of him with Willis. You know, Willis had a bad injury a long time ago, and he came back, and look where he's at now. So I think that's helped No'Shawn a little bit through the whole process of everything. And, you know, he's grinding it out. You know, early in camp, you know, he was a certain way. And then, you know, every day he got a little more comfortable, and we try to get him more and more opportunity as time went along, and just cutting him loose and really just monitor him on a daily basis, see how he's feeling, and not do too much with him, but then also give him the best opportunity to go out there and show us what he can do and how he feels. So, you know, we got to be open about it with, you know, the doctors and everybody and communication of, you know, where we think he's at.
When you may have to make a choice on running backs, what's going to separate one guy from another?
Well, you know, I think we got a lot of talent there, and it's a good problem to have. When you've got depth, that's what we're looking for at every position. So it's one of those deals where we're going to come down to the final roster. We have the 53, and as an organization, we'll figure out these are the best guys, and regardless of how many guys we take, there's not a set number on that right now because we've got a couple weeks left of preseason, and everything always works itself out. So, you know, they got two more opportunities to prove us, you know, what we can do, and we're going to have a tough decision to make.
Do they need to get more carries at some point in the next two games? Because, you know, for Xavier, Jeremiah, No'Shawn, there wasn't much for them in the second half last week.
Well, you know, it's hard to, you know, each week you go into a game plan. Last week we went in, you know, early in the game thinking we were going to go no huddle and throw it a little more. So it's the flow of the game. We have a plan going in of what we want to do. So depending on when guys, depending on how long guys stay in, you know, sometimes we keep them in a little longer or we take them out sooner. So we'll just see how the flow of the game's going, and Eric will rotate those guys in, and we'll kind of monitor that as we go to say, hey, listen, we want to get so many guys, you know, four or five touches, and then roll the next guy. And if a guy's rolling, maybe you keep him a little bit longer. And it's one of those preseason games where you kind of just let it go and see what happens. But it's hard to put a number and say, hey, it's only this and that, because it changes every game.
Knowing that these cuts are looming, you got down to 75 and then 53, how much do you advocate for another wide receiver, another running back, another offensive lineman versus obviously what the defensive side's going to
We're all selfish in a way, offense, defense, special teams. You know, Jeff Rogers, he wants all the gunners in the world that he can get. We want all the offensive players. Jack wants all the defensive guys. So, you know, when it comes down to the 53, there's some discussions in there, and we always look out, you know, you always look at the offense, you know, being the coordinator, what you can do, what helps them the most. But then, hey, it's a game, it's a team. And we got to make sure we do what's best for the organization. And, you know, we all want to have X number of linemen, this and that. Dave Magazine, we would love to have 10 guys. But in today's day and age, you know, you got to make sure you take care of special teams, number one, also. So that we stress that to the players the next couple of weeks. Hey, the final spots in the roster come down to special teams. And the young players have got to understand that it's not just having success on offense or defense, but what do you do in the kicking game? And so, you know, we'd always like to keep an extra running back here or there, tight end, whatever it's going to be, but it doesn't happen that way.
How much more do games matter to you than what we see out here every single day?
Well, the great thing is when you play in the games, it's you have no idea what's coming, and players get to react. It's a different speed, you know, because everyone's live. And in practice, you know, the defensive lineman or a safety blitzing off the edge, you know, that we tell them to stay away from the quarterback, so they stop. So it's a matter, you know, you separate the men from the boys on game day, and you know, those guys are going to try to run over you, see what they really can do. And, you know, Elvis isn't going to stop off the edge in a game. So it's a great test for everybody to go out there and play for 60 minutes and see what you got.
Is it a situation where you think you know something about a guy out here, and then at the game you know something about the guy?
Without a doubt. I think, you know, you have a good feel for guys, you know, whether it's OTA, mini camps, through training camp. You learn something different about all the players throughout, whether it's mentally, physically, whatever it's going to be. And then the true test is, hey, when they have no idea, there's not a script in front of them, they don't know what's coming, you call plays as you feel the game, and they've got to just react.
Phil Blake's. That said, Coach, how beneficial was it then last week for the first team, other than settling for the field goal, to experience that 2 minute? You got to do that against another team.
You always like to get as much situational work during the preseason as you can to get ready for you know, the season. So it was great for the first offense to get out there and get a two-minute drill last week, and they did a nice job. Unfortunately, we got to finish those drives with the touchdown, though. We dropped the ball at the end. We had the stupid penalty that set us back a little bit. But, hey, that's all part of the game, and you just got to react to it.
Philip Blake's seen a lot more time with the twos last week or so. How's he progressing?
He's doing a nice job. You know, it's tough for any rookie. It's not, you know, people always want to make a big deal about the quarterback struggling this and that when they're young, but it's every rookie. There's so much, we throw so much at him in a short amount of time. There's limited reps. The great thing here is that Coach Fox gives everyone an opportunity. You know, he breaks it down, and as camp goes along, you cut back those reps. But from OTAs until this last week, you know, they've gotten a fair shot. And he always tells the players that, hey, you're going to create your role in this football team. We're going to give you plenty of reps. And as we start cutting back, it's the coach's job to make sure that, hey, we're working towards the best 53. So he's done a nice job of stepping up.
Is there any additional pressure on him, on his developmental curve, because he is 26 years old?
No, there's pressure on everybody to perform. I think it's not just one guy. You know, we have, I believe, 89 guys right now, so we're getting down to 53. So everyone's got to step their game up and do the best they can, because we're going to pick the best 53. And, hey, it's not always fair, but this is not a fair business.
Do you expect anything extra out of Harbaugh? Can't tell if he has bitter feelings about the Manning thing or not, but he's been talking about it plenty. Do you think you'll get anything extra out of their defense?
Well, we can't worry about that. We're going to go call the game accordingly, and whatever they're going to do, they're going to do. We got to react to it.
Do you think Caleb will play?
Excuse me?
Do you think Caleb will play?
Yeah, I believe he will. Yeah.
Anything else for Mike?
Yeah, last week, Coach, between Jeremiah Johnson and Xavier Oman and Knowshon Moreno, they only got one carry apiece, and obviously the big talk is who's going to fill the roster at running back position. Do you expect those guys to get more carries and be able to show themselves this week?
Well, you know, we're going to go in the game and play the starters for however long we decide to play them and take them out. So some of that may be determined on how long we play the ones. And then, you know, Eric and the rest of the staff will rotate their guys accordingly. But we're going to call the game the way we see it, and, you know, depending on what they're doing defensively. And we're not going to put a number on anyone's, you know, they're not going to say, hey, this guy gets seven touches, this and that.